I always telling to the people, and I told in Kyrgyzstan that the best service for citizen is don't bother this citizen. And if you achieve this level, that you are not bothering citizen with things which you can do by yourself, this government is very good government.
Welcome to the Digital Government Podcast. Tune in to discover the future of governance and ways of getting there.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Digital Government Podcast with your usual host, Federico Plantera. Today, hosting as a guest, someone who recently returned from a very long trip, let's say, in duration, but also in scope, let's say, of the activities there. And today we're hosting exactly senior expert from eGovernance Academy, Tony Smai, who has just spent a couple of years in Kyrgyzstan and is now back also to tell us about how it went there. So, Tony, I believe this is your first time in the podcast.
Yes, this is my first time. Yeah, happy to be here.
And it also is one of the first times that we're actually talking about Kyrgyzstan in this podcast series. So I would say that we probably need to start from the basics, let's say, with it. So what was happening there is that eGovernance Academy, partnering also with other organizations and with funding from the EU, was conducting a project aimed at improving the status of digital transformation in Kyrgyzstan. So let's talk exactly about the project itself, and then I will ask you a little bit of what you found when you arrived there, and also a little bit of what was achieved. But today, digital transformation in Kyrgyzstan, what does it look like? What does it entail? Where are we?
Yes. Digital transformation in Kyrgyzstan started a long time ago already, and this project which lead to better digitalization. We started in 2015 already with Kyrgyzstan. And the first task what we were doing was to implement Estonian X-Roads. And it's called Tunduk, which is local name of this X-Road, which was implemented there in 2015. And this is most important tool for digitalization, because you can build a lot of digital services, and you can build the data sources, but if you cannot share this data between government institutions or public institutions or private organizations, then this data is just sitting somewhere in silos, and nobody cannot use this information. And this, therefore, this implementation of Estonian X-Road was very important step in this digitalization roadmap. And we started already 2015, but of course it was not very smooth task. And it started 2015 with the help of American, with US money. And of course, 2015, there were some political changes, and we couldn't finish this implementation in 2015. And we came back 2017 again to build up what we left 2015. But sooner or later, this X-Road was implemented, and today it's up and running, and something like 100. I just checked in website. 185 organizations are connected to this Tunduk, which is actually Estonian X-Road, and they are exchanging information between themselves, and something like more than 1,000 services, e-services, are built on this Tunduk. And it means this is a foundation of digitalization in Kyrgyzstan is on a very good level. And this is therefore I'm very happy that that we made something very important which they can use for this digital transformation.
Yeah, and aside also from the data exchange platform, we say, like, it's good that you mentioned that as the foundation of it, because then on top of it, let's say, or in more of a like a subsidiary way, let's say, there are other topics as well which were involved in the project. I will just go through now a little bit of what were the goals, let's say, of this project that we had in Kyrgyzstan. So, for example, there was something about improving the digital skills of the population, but also doing it through the government agency. So making them ready to do that, let's say. At the same time as well, enhancing the access to public services. And we have mentioned exactly the role of Tunduk in achieving that. We have also topics that pertain to citizen privacy and data protection, awareness of digital rights, cybersecurity and resilience of critical infrastructure. So if you were, let's say, to look at Kyrgyzstan today, no, in terms of digital government and digital transformation, and if you were instead to look at Kyrgyzstan, maybe not even like in 2015, but just 2 years back, since we mentioned, you know, these 2 years as the time that you have spent there, what do you think were, let's say, the most the highest marginal improvements, let's say, like the places where and the topics where Kyrgyzstan with this project actually managed to sort of like make a big leap towards better digital transformation?
When we started this project, there were different services provided to citizens, and those services are built on the government portal, and every citizen of Kyrgyzstan can access this government portal to get some services. But usually what they were getting some certificates, marriage certificate and stuff like this. And during those two years, very important change happened. And one of this change was moving from computer-based citizen services to mobile phone-based services. Because there is no computers, there is no laptops, there is no computers which citizens can use, but every person has their mobile device. And during those 2 years, this government portal was implemented in mobile devices. But on top of services which were available already in earlier in this government portal, they included in this mobile application, they included documents like passports, driver's license, medical information. So it means that people should not carry those documents with you, with themselves, and they can present their driver's license, for instance, from the mobile phone. In Estonia, we think that this is not the best idea, because all this information is available in government registers, and if police wants to check this information, they can access those government registers and get your driver's license from government registers. But in Kyrgyzstan, its situation is a little bit different, because access is limited. Data sources or registers are not opened to everybody. Even every police cannot access this information. And therefore, to have this document, driver's license, in your mobile phone in Kyrgyzstan is very important service which can add very big value to citizens. So citizens are happy to have those driver's license in their mobile phone. And I discussed with one taxi driver, and he was very, very happy. Without introducing what we are doing, there, the first thing he showed a mobile application with his driver's license. So it's a value to citizens. And citizens who can access this information from a mobile device can also be more happy.
Yeah, for example, one, I mean, now you were mentioning the case of the of a chat with a taxi driver. Like, I don't know, like, it just made me smile a little bit because that's, speaking to taxi drivers about certain topics, like, it's always a little bit of like a counterproof, let's say, of how things are going in a certain place. I remember, for example, even in my, you know, in the beginnings of my journalistic career, one of my first articles was like a chat with a taxi driver on a certain topic, etc. So I totally get what you're referring to with that. But since we talked about the success areas, let's say, what is instead something where you think the digital transformation in Kyrgyzstan still requires maybe more attention, more focus? And we could also phrase that not as something, you know, where it still requires, but maybe where the digital transformation status that has been achieved so far, like, opens up to new things and new projects that they could pursue and do. So what are those, in your opinion?
Most important, what we always discussed with our beneficiary is that we're speaking about data, about data. And to have information, you can build your business processes a little bit different. And you can redesign your business processes, which are based today on paper. So it's every organization is asking from another organization some kind of paper certificates to prove that you are you. But this information is available in digital registers. And the quality of digital registers today in Kyrgyzstan is not at the level it should be. And it means that those business processes, what you build, and these digital transformation processes, they cannot be good enough to rely on this information. And the main task for those people who are working with digital transformation in Kyrgyzstan is to create trustable data sources. And this is still not the case today, and it needs attention, lot of additional attention. And I always saying that there are three elephants to support this digital transformation. One is data. Second is digital identity. And third is sharing this data between organizations. If data is available, you have digital identity, then you can share this data between organizations, and then those organizations can work differently, as they are doing today. And they have technical capability today to share data. They have Dinduk, Estonia, and Xroad, but they don't like to share data because this data is their owned by themselves. And this is something which should be changed sooner or later. Even if this data is available, it should be shared among the people or organization who needs this data. So this is something what we should probably focus in case we will do other projects in Kyrgyzstan.
Okay. Yeah, no, this definitely like helps like paint a picture also exactly like of the potential areas for not just improvement, exactly as we said, but like even, you know, like further ventures, let's say, in digital transformation. But something that instead I would also ask you regarding that. Well, first of all, I would say that you mentioned something like the fact that the services are available like on mobile, and the fact that mobile, let's say, devices are the devices that we have in mind when it comes to Kyrgyzstan, and we talk about accessing public services and using interacting with government, let's say. I will get back to that with one question later, because I would like to hear from you as well. What could, let's say, where does this aspect place Kyrgyzstan also like in commonality with other countries that maybe are doing something similar or are facing similar challenges? But before that, You've just spent, as we mentioned, 2 years there, no? What is something, let's say, I would ask you two things on this. One, what is something that you, retrospectively, let's say, are proud of, let's say, of having achieved during there and while living there? And at the same time, also, what are more at large, let's say, the lessons learned that definitely are maybe like less personal, let's say, from that point of view, but also at the same time can complete, let's say, this picture that we're drawing of digital transformation in Kyrgyzstan?
When I went to Kyrgyzstan 2 years ago, I knew only a few people there. And during those 2 years, I managed to build a very good network. And I think that this network trusts me. And this is the most biggest value for myself personally, that there are people who know me. And I helped those people to understand what is needed and what should be done to make this digital transformation even better. But beside of digital transformation, there are also other areas which are very important and which I'm happy that I landed it in this country. This country has very beautiful nature, and to utilize all this beauty, they are building already this access to this beauty. They call those views Central Asian Switzerland. And I have been in those places, and it's magnificent. But they are not still utilizing this in full scale, and they want that more people can see and be their guests. So this is something which is for myself very. Very important.
What about more at large instead on the lessons, let's say, that we have learned from the project, getting back to digital transformation? I'd love to hear that, by the way, about the integration, because I think that many people listening and tuning into the podcast like know what it means, you know, if they work in international development and cooperation, like to go somewhere and not feel a stranger, no, or better, getting to the point where you don't feel a stranger anymore in a certain place. But instead, in the topic of getting back to the digital transformation, what do you think are the lessons learned, let's say, that we can pinpoint from this project and that could, for example, be not just relevant exactly to the context of Kyrgyzstan specifically, but also like a bit more at large?
It's very important that digital transformation is not something which should be achieved as thing by itself. Digital transformation helps people to do something. And definitely one thing it's to make life easier in the country. And I'm very happy that Kyrgyzstan is one of the most democratic country in the so-called STAN countries, and Central Asian countries. And they understand that digitalization helps to support this building up democratic country even more. And currently, corruption is one keyword in every country in this region. And when I started in Kyrgyzstan in 2017 was the first time when I landed in this country. During these 2 years, I saw that corruption is decreased, and police on the street is not asking money anymore if you are doing something wrong. So and I think that this is something which is because of digitalization. Kyrgyzstan built safe safe street project. So they have cameras on street, and they can send those tickets by email already. So it means that there is no need to gather this money on street, and it's decreased bribery. Definitely from police, and this is something which is visible, and it's not only police, it's in all areas. As Estonian previous president said, that computer don't take bribery, and if you can build your business processes so that you are not asking paper documents from a person, but instead sharing information, then you decrease this possibility that person is delivering you fake certificate, and you accepting this fake certificate because he paid to you. And in case this information is going from one computer to another, then this situation can be avoided. And this is something which I saw during this 2 years, that this corruption level is decreasing. At least when discussing with people, they are telling that a lot of cases are not relevant anymore, which were used earlier.
Yeah, in that sense, I would say that hidden there, but not even that hidden, let's say, there is a connection that we have already. I would say like established, no, between democratic values or like the development, let's say, of democracy itself and the use of digital tools, that which is a relation that, you know, it doesn't apply just to developing countries or like target countries that receive, for example, like funding and attention in terms of having projects happening there, but as well in other countries, you know, like in, I don't know, Germany, Italy, Spain, I could go on with the mentions. And it's exactly the fact that there are certain elements in digital transformation, such as institutional trust, transparency, making the transactionality, let's say, of using services less mediated by people, essentially, which do help increase, let's say, the effectiveness and also the grounding, let's say, of these democratic values. The question that I would close this episode with is something that, as I said, you made me think of before, because you were saying, you were talking about the fact that mobile devices are those, let's say, in focus when it comes to utilizing services like in Kyrgyzstan and conducting, let's say, bringing forward digital transformation over there. That is something that resonates with me, because I remember that recently, not only at the governance conference of this year, but also afterwards in some of the podcast episodes that we've had with ministers from African countries, there seems to be a similar focus on the fact that you have, in order to reach citizens and for the citizens to reach you in certain places, the what now seems to be a bit of a middle step, let's say, of getting to desktops and computers can be, you know, a little bit skipped, let's say, and go a bit more to the mobiles. I say skipped because if we think about it, you know, for the past 20 years of how digital transformation happened in many, you know, old democracies of like established countries, let's say, then it was first the computers, then we went to the smartphones. But it seems that instead here, we can go directly to the smartphones or directly, in any case, to people's devices. So where do you think that puts Kyrgyzstan, together with other countries, let's say, who are at the moment advancing in digital transformation? What are some of the things that, yes, we have derived, let's say, from Kyrgyzstan and from the project there as a lesson learned, but that we can also apply and keep in mind when it comes to other countries that are at a similar stage?
Yes, using mobile phones or smartphones as end user devices, you should also think about what services you are providing to the citizen on those devices. And a lot of learnings needed still, even if there are devices, if there are some services available already. people who are developing those services for this end user device, they should understand that something is changed. It's not that you should do the old things a new way using mobile phone. And this is something which definitely should be learned and thought. They currently try to copy those processes or those services what they are used to do earlier. And they try to put those services on mobile phone. And when I mentioned that there is portal, government portal, which can deliver a huge number of services. And if you look at those services are usually how to obtain certificates to prove that you are something, and to get services on electronic way and get those certificates from government portal, it's not the solution. And if you put those certificates on your mobile phone, that you can show on your mobile phone that, yes, my birth certificate is like this, and you can present your birth certificate on mobile phone, this is wrong approach already, because your information about birth is registered already somewhere. And instead of bringing this information to your mobile phone, it's not adding very much value here. And I always telling to the people, and I told in Kyrgyzstan that the best service for citizens is don't bother this citizen. And if you achieve this level, that you are not bothering citizen with things which you can do by yourself, this government is very good government.
It's doing well. It's like self-sufficient enough that it doesn't have to ask citizens multiple times or even once, Absolutely. Let's say, about an information it already has. Tonis, thanks a lot for joining us today in this podcast episode.
Thank you.
And thanks also to all the audience who tuned in for this other episode of the Digital Government Podcast. That's it also from your host for today. And tune in to the next one. Bye-bye.
This podcast is brought to you by the eGovernance Academy. Tune in next time.